horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Faster, boy, faster! I'm Silver!
Men reined their horses to a stop and watched the distant cloud of dust approaching on the trail to Broken Arrow.
Come on, get these horses off the trail so we know better who's coming.
You're the boss, Sleepy.
Whoever it is, he's heading straight for Broken Arrow, and that ain't no recommendation.
Yeah, come on.
Get up.
Come on. Get up. Oh, that's far enough. We can watch him here.
Looks to me like a kid.
Yeah, maybe it is a kid. We ain't taking chances.
Hey, what? You gents sit tight and stay undercover. I'm going out to parley with that youngster.
Don't be foolish, Sleepy.
You sit tight, like I said. Get up there. Go on. Oh, oh. Howdy, youngster.
Oh, oh. Howdy.
Excuse me for kind of blocking the trail this way. Wanted to talk to you for a spell.
Oh? What about?
It's a nice looking colt you're on.
He's all right.
You had him long?
Why do you ask?
Easy now. Man can't help being interested in a horse like that. Leastways, not a man in my business.
And what business might you be in, mister?
Name's Kennedy. Sleepy Kennedy. And horses is my business. I'm a road trader.
Oh, boy.
Easy there, fella. Mind if I look him over?
You can look, I guess. What's a road trader?
A road trader's a horse trader, son. Only instead of working in one town all the time, a road trader gets himself a cavvy of ponies and hits the road, see?
Oh, sure. And travels about the country trading horses, huh?
That's the idea, boy. Now, me, I've been road trading from Dodge City clean down to the Panhandle for more than 20 years. Seen lots of horses in my time. Good, bad, and worse.
I imagine you have. Well, I better be getting along. Glad I met you, Mr. Kennedy.
Heading for Broken Arrow?
That's right.
You live there?
Not exactly. Come on, Victor.
Wait. Just a minute, Dan.
What'd you call me?
Called you Dan. It's your name, ain't it?
What makes you think so?
All them horses I seen from Dodge to El Paso, I seen a million of them, I reckon. I seen a few I remembered. This one kind of reminds me of one in particular. Also makes me think of a kid I've been hearing about lately. A kid named Dan Reed. Of course, a fella could be mistaken, you know.
You might be mistaken. I've never been in this part of the country before.
There's a first time for everything. Like a gambling fella I knowed once in Texas. Claimed he'd never been caught cheating. Never seen the inside of a jailhouse.
So?
So one day along comes a fella who showed him all the things he'd never seen before. Especially the inside of a jailhouse. Quite a fella, the man that did that. Big fella. Rode a pure white stallion. A dead ringer for this here colt. Wore a black mask and was known as the Lone Ranger.
The Lone... You're not as sleepy as you seem to be, are you, Mr. Kennett?
Shucks, boy. I just couldn't help. Hey, Slim! Bronco! Come here!
Hey, what the...
Now, take it easy, son. Take it easy.
Oh, steady.
Don't get startled, Dan. Want you to meet a couple of friends of mine. This is Slim Davis.
Right glad to meet you.
How do you do?
And the homely gent on the buckskin is Bronc Jim Wiley.
How are you, son?
Glad to meet you.
They're horse wranglers.
I'm not sure what this is all about. You stopping me on the trail and these men hidden in the brush.
I'll tell you, boy. And you be the judge. Whether you believe me or not, for heaven's sake, stay away from Broken Arrow.
Why should I do that?
The town ain't even civilized no more. It's a robber's roost. A hideout for the worst bunch of owl hooters that ever come down the trail.
Sleepy ain't lying to you, boy. Them coyotes took us for everything we had. Lock, stock, and barrel.
There's others besides us that's heard of a kid that travels with a Lone Ranger. A kid that rides a white colt. Now, I ain't asking you to take no stock in me or what I say.
I'm willing to listen, Mr. Kennedy. And if I can do anything,
You can do a plenty, boy. You can go tell the Lone Ranger what I'm about to tell you. And ask him if he remembers a road trader he met one time in Pocono Hill Country. Ask him if he remembers Sleepy Kennedy. And tell him he can find us camping by the river between here and the Cottonwood Flats.
Midnight, fellas. I'm for turning in and getting some shut-eye.
Maybe the kid didn't believe your story, Sleepy.
Yeah, maybe not, Bronc. It's hard telling how a boy looks at such things.
You might have been wrong about that kid right from the start. He never said his name was Dan Reed. Never said he knowed the Lone Ranger.
He never said otherwise, either. Well, you go ahead and roll in, Slim. You too, Bronc. I'll sit here and study the campfire spell.
Yeah, and tomorrow morning we better start figuring out a way to get even with that pack of coyotes and Broken Arrow. For all we know, the Lone Ranger might be 1,000 miles away. Oh,
what's the matter with you?
He might be, but he ain't. He's right here, standing in front of me.
What's that?
Hello, boys. Dan told me you were in trouble.
What? Well, great jumping tarantulas. Here we've been sitting and waiting, listening and watching, and you could... Well, then that kid really was Dan Reed.
Yes, he was. I'm grateful to you for turning him back from Broken Arrow. We didn't know it was an outlaw's hideout.
Doggone, I was just beginning to think I'd been airing my troubles to some kid that never even heard of the Lone Ranger. And, man alive, you're a sight for sore eyes, believe me.
Glad to see you again, Sleepy.
Fellas, this is the Lone Ranger. This is Bronco Jim Wiley.
Oh, hello.
Slim Davis.
Hi.
So Dan told you what happened to us, huh?
Only that your road herd was stolen from you in Broken Arrow. Oh, how did it happen?
Well, we'd been doing some trading along the road, coming up from Little Valley. Had a string of about 25 ponies. Pretty good stock, too.
Oh, when did you get to Broken Arrow?
Yesterday afternoon. Everything looked all right, so we drove the cabby into the big corral back of the livery. Went uptown to pass the word that we had some horses to sell or trade. Then we went over to the hotel, and that's where we met this fella Johnless. Him and Dude Callie and Ray Betcher. Well, we spent most of the afternoon of bickering and dickering like horse traders do. And then this Johnless armory picks out 6 ponies.
The best of the lot, huh?
No, the worst. I was some surprised, because he didn't argue too much on the price, and I was right glad to get rid of him.
Did he pay you for the 6 horses?
Yeah, that's where I sure lived up to my name of Sleepy. He picks out them 6 and asks us to deliver them to a place about 10 miles west of town. Says he'll pay for them when we get there.
So you and Slim and Bronc tried to deliver the 6 poor horses and found no one there to pay for them. Then, when you returned to Broken Arrow, the corral was empty and your horse herd was gone. That the story?
Right on the button. And so was Johnless and his crooked pals.
Naturally. Could you get any information from the townspeople?
No. When I started asking questions, they just looked at me kind of sorry-like and walked away.
That means that Pete Johnless and his bunch will be back. Otherwise, someone would have had nerve enough to talk.
You might be right. Maybe they will come back to Broken Arrow.
I sure want to be there when they do.
Same here. I'd give a month's pay to meet up with that bunch again.
And if we don't meet up with them, you won't have a month's pay to give, Bronk. Every cent I had was tied up in those horses. And the 6 head we got left ain't worth their keep.
They'll be back. Don't worry about that. I've met their kind before. As soon as they think you're gone for good, they'll be back. Right now, I'm just wondering.
Yeah?
I'm wondering whether they took your horses for their own use, or if they'll try to sell them.
19 head they run off with. That's a lot of horses for 3 men.
But not for a dozen men, Sleepy.
Huh? Well, what are you getting at?
You men go back to Broken Arrow. Let the word get around that you've searched high and low for your stolen horses, but that you had to give up.
Yeah, then what?
Pack up and leave town. Let everyone think you're pulling out. I'll meet you here sometime tomorrow.
Say, what do you mean about a dozen men? You figure there's more of that crowd hiding around someplace?
It's a possibility worth investigating. Here, Silver. Come here, big fellow.
Man alive, what a horse.
What a horse is right.
Oh, don't let any of that Johnless bunch lay eyes on that stallion. They'd sure use every trick in the deck trying to steal him.
Steady, big fella. Well, don't be surprised if you hear something along that line, Bronk.
What? You don't mean you're going to give them buzzards a chance?
See you tomorrow, boys. Come on, Silver.
It was almost daylight when the masked man returned to his own camp. There, in the uncertain half-light of dawn, he found the stolid Indian Tonto and the boy Dan Reed awaiting his arrival.
Easy.
Kimasabi, you travel plenty far. Me never see Silver so tired before.
Golly, Silver sure looks worn out.
Thanks. I'm glad you both think so.
Glad? But why should you be
glad? Wait, Dan. Rider coming.
Not a rider, Tonto. Just a horse. But a good horse. One that doesn't stagger and threaten to come apart after a few miles of tough going. Here, Silver. Come on, big fellow. Oh, boy. Easy, big fella. Easy now.
Hey.
You and me plenty blind, Dan. Horse Lone Ranger ride, not Silver. Just big white horse.
As you said, Tonto, this fellow is just a big white horse. But with Silver's saddle, bridle, and martingale on, he fooled you both for a moment.
I never even noticed the difference at first, except that your horse looked awfully tired.
Silver's been having a picnic, Dan, loafing along behind us, picking out choice patches of clover, then coming like the wind to catch up.
But why? You have this white horse.
If he could fool you and Dan for even a moment, he might be able to fool someone else for quite a while. He looks good, and he's a pure white stallion. But that's as far as it goes. Silver could run circles around this horse all day long.
Golly, where'd you get him?
Bought him from John Traddles at the Jingle Bob Ranch, after I'd talked with Sleepy Kennedy and his partners.
And now you make plan to catch horse thieves, huh?
Yes, Tonto. And this white horse that looks like Silver will be the bait for our trap. If those men think they have a chance to steal Silver, well, they'll probably jump at it.
Them jump a chance to get Silver, and maybe them jump a chance to get Lone Ranger.
Otto, I'm hoping they do.
Later that morning, Big Pete Johnless stood before a group of men gathered far back in the hills. His face wore an expression of pleasant anticipation.
Well, you fellas all know Dude Callie here.
Yeah.
You know how he took a job working for John Traddles out to the Jingle Bob a while back.
Sure.
Well, last night, Callie picked up some real interesting information. Go on, tell him, dude.
Sure. And a little after midnight, the boss had a visitor. Old friend of his, seems like, come to buy that big white stallion to Traddles.
What do you get, man?
Said he was aiming to use that white stallion to trap a bunch of horse thieves operating out of Broken Arrow.
Tell him who this stranger was that visited your boss at the Jingle Bob, dude.
Fellow wears a black mask. He's known as a Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger?
I was lucky, overheard most all his plans. He'll be in Broken Arrow sometime this morning riding that white stallion he bought from Traddles. He figures we'll make a grab for that horse, thinking it to be his own horse, Silver, see?
Yeah, we'll make a grab, all right. But we won't be grabbing for no horse. We'll be grabbing for the Lone Ranger.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. The townspeople of Broken Arrow lived in fear of Pete Johnless, Ray Betcher, and Dude Callie. The three outlaws came and went as they pleased, and no one dared to oppose them. If the people had known about the big outlaw camp that was forming in the hills north of town, their fears would have been increased a hundredfold. In this camp, Big Pete Johnless spoke to a score of men gathered about the morning campfire.
Hey, you fellas, listen to me. Now, quiet down, will you? Quiet.
We've been almost a year getting this layout ready. We got 20 men and more coming. We got plenty of horses, the best in the country. And so far, we ain't had no trouble keeping the law out of this country.
Yeah, that's right, Pete.
And we got guns and ammunition. We got enough to hold off an army, if necessary. And every man in this gang's been hand-picked. We can operate from here for a long time to come. But first and foremost, we got to settle with a Lone Ranger. With him around, there's not one of us that's safe.
How are we going about it, Pete?
Well, just like I said, the masked man's going to ride into Broken Arrow this morning, hoping to pick up some information about us.
Yeah. And knowing we've been after good horses, he's figuring to use that white horse he got from Traddles for bait.
But when he hits town, we'll all be waiting for him. And remember this. He won't be riding his own horse, the real Silver. I want the real Silver for my own personal use. In order to get that white stallion, we'll have to take the Lone Ranger alive.
How you figured to do that?
Well, he'll head for the livery stable. Just as soon as he hits town, he'll try to get a line on us. He'll get it all right. Because we'll be there waiting for him.
Good, Pete. That's good.
Now, me and Dude and Ray will handle the job. The rest of you hombres wait for us right here.
You ain't forgetting the Lone Ranger's engine partner, are you, Pete?
Not for a minute. He'll be around someplace with the real horse Silver, see? And we'll take care of him pronto. After we get the masked man. Now, come on, let's go.
In the Lone Ranger's camp, the masked man spoke to Dan Reed.
Get the horses, will you, Dan?
Yes, sir. You're not going to ride, Silver?
I'm going to ride the white horse I bought from John Traddles. You and Tonto will follow and lead Silver.
Here, Silver.
And you take plenty big chance to ride in that town alone, Kemosabe.
It's the best way to get quick action from Pete Johnless. I think
well, maybe we better get Kennedy Feller and his friends to ride with Dan and me,
oh,
and then...
Oh,
come on, Tonto. Dan's having trouble with that new horse.
What happened, Dan?
He broke away from me. I just untied the picket rope and was starting to lead him back when he reared and broke loose.
You try to catch White Horse with Silver?
No time for that now, Kemosabe. We'll have to let him go.
Oh, golly, I'm sorry, sir. I should have...
It isn't your fault, Dan. Forget it. We'll have to change our plans, though. Because...
How do you mean?
A moment ago, you suggested getting Kennedy and his friends to ride with you and Dan.
I'm
in favor of it, Tonto. After all, the horses we're trying to recover belong to them. I think they'd appreciate a chance to help.
Isn't that right?
Come on, let's saddle up and get started. We'll ride by Kennedy's camp, and then we'll figure out a plan of action.
Come on, you two, and get these horses inside the stable. Climb in their stalls and leave the saddles on.
All right, Pete.
Okay.
You
come
got
on,
it?
Come on, come on,
come
on.
Hey, Midge, come here.
Huh? What's up, Chief?
Plenty. Dude found out last night that the Lone Ranger's on our trail.
Lone Ranger?
Now shut up and listen to me. He'll be in here sometime this morning. Riding a big white stallion, which he wants us to think is his Silver horse. You see?
Why, now,
it's a white horse he bought from Traddles out to the Jingle Bob. Figures on using it for bait to catch us.
Oh. Well, how'd you find out?
Never mind. And when he gets here, me and Dude and Ray will be hiding inside the stable here. I reckon the masked man will try to get some information out of you concerning us. You savvy?
Sure, sure. But what am I supposed to tell him? From what I've heard, it ain't easy to lie to that fella and get away with it.
Well, never mind that. You just let him start asking questions. We'll do the answering for you.
Oh, I see. You're figuring to kill him?
Not until we find out what the real Silver Horse is. And after that, his life ain't worth a nickel. Now, you stay out front here and you keep a sharp eye up the street. And let us know the minute he shows up.
Pete, he's coming. Right up the middle of the street, big as life.
Good. Now you stay right there by the door. And when he comes up, you'll be sure to get him to go inside.
Yeah. And don't make no mistake about giving us away or you won't live to regret it.
Be quiet now. Here he comes. Howdy. Do something for you?
Why, yes. I want some feed for my horse. Some information.
Yeah, I got plenty of feed inside. Don't know about the information. What is it you want to know?
I'm interested in locating a man named Pete Johnless. Know him?
Johnless? Yeah. Yeah, I heard of him, that is.
Steady, big fella. Any idea where I might find him?
No, not offhand.
You're not lying.
Let me go. I tell you, I don't know where...
You back there. Come out of that stall with your hands up.
I'm hit.
Dude, right. Get that Lone Ranger. Shoot him.
He's got a whole gang with him.
All right.
Out the back way. Come on.
Let him go. Get the whole gang later.
Kemosabe, you all right?
Hey,
wait. Let them go.
What you mean, Kemosabe?
You, mister. What about the gang you mentioned?
Might have known Pete would double-cross me.
You stopped a bullet that was meant for me.
No, Pete was aiming to take you alive. Wanted to get your horse, Silver. He found out about the horse you got from Traddles.
I see.
How'd you get wise to the trap?
You overplayed your hand. You acted as though you didn't notice I was wearing a mask. So I knew you were expecting me. Now, what about the Johnless gang?
20 of them. Hide out in the hills. Only one way in. But it's a regular arsenal. Pete always said he could stand off an army.
Dan, stay here with the horses.
Yes, sir.
Toto, you and Kennedy come with me. Drunk. You and Slim work your way around behind that sentry in the rocks.
Right. Yeah, well, what's the plan?
You and Tonto and I are going down over the cliff. We'll get in back of the camp and stampede the horses toward the exit.
Right smack dab through the camp where they're sleeping, eh?
Yes. They've got to get those men away from that arsenal.
They'll scatter all right when those horses start coming at them.
Where do we come in on this party?
Take care of the sentry and then cover the exit. Without their horses and rifles, those men will be helpless. Come on, Tonto. Ready, Sleepy?
Right with you, partner. Lead on.
Using their lariats, the three men carefully lowered themselves down the side of the steep cliff into the outlaw's hideaway. On top of the cliff, the boy Dan drew up the long ropes, carefully recoiled them, and returned them to the men's saddles. An hour later, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Sleepy Kennedy had successfully skirted the outlaw camp and were crawling toward the large herd of stolen horses grazing along the grassy floor of the canyon.
We'll spread out here. When the horses start to stampede, let's keep after them until we get to the camp.
Right.
Me ready?
Well, let's go.
Come on out there. Get out. Come on out there. Keep after those horses.
Yowie, look at them critters go.
Horses run straight from Mount Canyon.
Horses can be rounded up anytime. Right now, let's get those rifles. Dauntless. Tell your men to surrender or take the consequences. Your guns are empty and we've captured the arsenal. We've got men posted at the mouth of the canyon.
Go to the places. We got men enough to whip you barehanded. Come on, Dick Jaspers, let's rush them.
Keep coming if you like. When you stop coming after us, we're coming after you.
Oh, wait. eight guns.
Otto, you and Sleepy, keep these men covered.
Sure thing.
I'm going to blast the lock off this box. You've done enough to go to prison, all of you. These are Army rifles, Tonto. The newest Spencer model, stolen from the United States government.
Doggone! These varmints sure must have been planning something big.
Come on, pick up your friends at the entrance, Sleepy, and get these prisoners back to Broken Arrow.
Broken Arrow? Well, Broken Arrow's 12 miles from here. Now, how are we going to get there? Our horses, they're gone.
Those was my horses, you thieving coyote. And if you want to know how you're going to get to town, start walking and you'll soon find out. You've been wanting a house cleaning here for a long time. Well, you don't have to worry about Pete Johnless no more. Him and his gang is locked up in this old warehouse. And you can all help us to keep him there till the Army gets here to give him a new home. Yes, sir, a new home in prison, thanks to the Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.